हम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So this is a continuation of the reading of Lord Krishna's childhood pastimes. The childhood pastimes of Krishna. These pastimes, they are described to be very, very amazing. They are very, very wonderful. So, the older people of Vrindavan, especially the killing of demons, how these demons are being killed, despite the fact that Krishna is just a child, less than 5 years old. But so many, many big demons, they are coming to Vrindavan just to kill him. So it's very, very wonderful descriptions by Srila Sukadeva Goswami, and also as expanded upon by the previous acharyas. So the previous sloka, today's, this is text, okay, 54 to 55. So the previous sloka talks about the how Krishna was swallowed up by Baka Asura, the Baka demon, and then Krishna became very hot inside his throat, and then he spit at Krishna, and then killed Krishna, easily killing. And these pastimes of killing Baka Asura, so the cowherd boys, after they get back to Vrindavan, after they get back to the, you know, because they were in the forest when the pastime took place. So they get back to Vrindavan, to their homes, and then they were singing very loudly these exploits or these wonderful activities of Krishna. Singing Govinda, Damodara, Madhava, very beautiful. They are singing loudly to all the villagers, this what Krishna has done, this is what has happened. So anyway, we read the text first, and then we'll expand on that. So text number 54, is that what is on the board? Oh, text 55 on the board. Okay. So, Aho Balasya. Batasya, Balasya, Bahavo, Mityabo, Bhavan, Api, Asid, Vipriyam, Tesham, Kritam, Povam, Yato, Bhayam. Aho Bata, it is very astonishing Asya of this Balasya Krishna Bahava many many Mityaba causes of death Abhavan appeared. Appeal still as it there was Vipriyam, the cause of death, Tesham of them, Kritam done, Puvan formerly, Yata from which Bhayan, There was fear of death. Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. The cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, began to contemplate. It is very astonishing that although this boy Krishna has many times faced many varied causes of death, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it was these causes of fear that were killed instead of him. Purport. The cowherd man innocently thought, because our Krishna is innocent, the causes of death that appeared before him were themselves killed instead of Krishna. This is the greatest grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gurave Gurachandaya, Radhikaya Tadalaya, Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya, Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha, Namamo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Pishtaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine, Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pacharine, Nevise Sasinavadi Pashta Vistarine, Vantaka Paturubhyascha Kripa Srindhi Bhavacha, Padita Anam Pavana Vibhyo Vashnu Vibhyo Namo Namaha. From text number 54 to the end of the chapter, the cowherd men, they were expressing their amazement of how this boy, Krishna, could, despite the fact that he has faced so many difficulties, so many demons are coming to kill him, still he was never affected by that. Just like sometimes, like the moth, the small insects, they are attracted by the flame. So they rush into it and then they get killed, is it? So similarly, many demons, they were coming to Vrindavan to kill Krishna. But instead, they get killed. So this is very amazing. This is a wonder. It's a wonder that the cowherd men, they were trying to figure out that this is so amazing that all these causes of death are coming to our boy. But said, they are the one who got killed, not Krishna. And of course, because of their deep love for Krishna, because of their intense affection for Krishna, they are unable to accept that, yes, this boy is not an ordinary boy. He's God himself. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Bijabasi, they were unable to accept this. They said, no, this is our boy. And the fact that so many demons are being killed is because this boy is being protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If there should be a God, that's Lord Narayana, that's somebody else. But this boy, who is the object of our affection, he's been protected by the Supreme Lord. So that's why all the dangers that are coming, he doesn't get affected by them. So text number, is it correct? You know, they come in, they want to kill Krishna, but they get killed instead, isn't it? Is it? Very, very amazing, you know, activities. So text number 54, which is supposed to be part of today's text, Sutata Vishmita Gopa, Gopias Tati Priya Dritaha. Prithyagatam Ibut Sukhyad Akshanta Trishite Kshanaha. This is number text 54. When the cowherd men and women heard about the killing of Bakasura in the forest, they were very much astonished. Upon seeing Krishna and hearing the story, they received Krishna very eagerly. They were so happy that yes, Krishna had come. So they received Krishna very eagerly, thinking that Krishna and the other boys had returned from the mouth of death. Thus, they look upon Krishna and the boys with silent eyes, not wanting to turn their eyes aside now that the boys were saved. So the cowherd men, when Krishna came back with his boyfriends from the forest, and the boys, they were eagerly narrating how Krishna had killed Bakasura. They were singing this wonderful pastimes, that yes, you know, Krishna was in the mouth of Bakasura, and Krishna came out of the mouth of Bakasura, and Bakasura was killed. So the cowherd boys, they were eagerly narrating this episode, how Krishna had killed Bakasura. Actually, previous to killing Bakasura, Krishna killed first, he killed Batsasura, the calf demon. But these pastimes was not mentioned in the village. The boys, they did not mention these pastimes of killing Batsasura to the village. Because, you know, because the boys, they were feeling that this killing of Batsasura is itself is amazing activities. But at the same time, the cowherd men, the Brijabasi, they will be unable to really accept that a calf could become a demon, that Krishna had to kill him. They will be unable to accept. So this was the reason given by the Acharyas, that Sukadeva Goswami did not mention that the cowherd boys did not mention these pastimes in the to the Brijabasi. But later on, in the later chapters, I think the chapter 39 of the 10th canto, these pastimes of killing Batsasura was mentioned by the cowherd men of Vrindavan. So when Krishna came back along with his friends and they heard about the killing of Bakasura, so the Brijabasi, the cowherd men, they were very, very happy. Their bliss is beyond measurement. They were so happy that yes, our boy Krishna and his friends, they've come back from the mouth of death. So they were just looking at them without taking their eyes off. It's like a festival of eyes, simply looking at them, that oh, what an amazing, what a wonderful thing, that yes, our boys are returned from the mouth of death. So Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport here, because of intense love for Krishna, the cowherd men and women simply remained silent, thinking of how Krishna and the boys had been saved. The cowherd men and women looked upon Krishna and the boys and did not desire to turn their eyes aside. So they simply looking at Krishna and the boys very intently, without taking their eyes off somewhere, off elsewhere. And of course, this looking of the cowherd men and women of Krishna, this is due to their overflowing affection which they have for Krishna. Even though they heard this from the boys that, oh, Krishna had killed Bakasura, but this is not their concern. It's like they were not so much interested that Krishna killed Bakasura. They were not interested in that. It's not really part, but the attention is that the fact that yes, Krishna had come back from the forest and he was completely unaffected despite being attacked by a demon. So Krishna was not affected and Krishna had returned. So because Krishna is the life of the Brajavasis, Krishna is their life. Krishna is very dear to Brajavasi, even much more than their own life. So the Brajavasi, Jaya Shintai Guru Chandraki, Sisi Krishna Balaramki, Sisi Rasyama Sundaki. So in the previous text, which is before this one, after Krishna came back from the mouth of Agasura, and Krishna joined the boys as they were in the forest. Krishna joined them. So he mentioned that Moktam Bakasha Upalabhya Balaka Ramandaya Pranam Ivandiyoganaham Stanangatam Tam Parirabhya Nibrita Paninya Bhatsam Rajan Itatakunaham. So when the cowherd boys, when they got near Krishna, who was freed from Baka's mouth, and I returned to the group, Krishna came back to the group after the killing of Bakasura, Ram and the other boys, they all became very happy. They hugged Krishna. They embraced Krishna very tightly. They became very, very happy. You know, just like the senses become energetic upon recontacting the vital force. And like sometimes, if the vital force leaves the body, so the senses become inactive. But again, if the vital force again rejoins the body, so the senses become very activated, become very, very energetic. So the cowherd boys, they were so happy, they gathered all the calves, because that time they were, Krishna and the cowherd boys, they are around 4 years old, you know, they're very, very young. So that time they were taking the calves to the forest and grazing the calves. So at the time when Krishna went to kill Bakasura, that time the calves, they've been wandering all around, so after Krishna returned, and the boys were so happy, so they gathered all the calves again, and then they all went back to Vrindavan. They went back to the village singing very loudly Krishna's pastimes of killing Bakasura. So in some of our Acharya's descriptions, Srila Sanatana Goswami said in the Vaishnava Toshani, he said that Krishna had returned to his own place. Shtanangatam swashtanam agatam santam, which means he had returned to his place among the groups of the boys. He had returned there. The boys became happy by obtaining him. And afterward, by hugging him, Parirabhya Paschat Parirabhya, he had been freed from Baka's mouth. This implies a big embrace with an upsurge of deep affection. So it's like when Krishna returned to the assembly of the boys, it's like the life force has returned to its place. So the example is in point of being in one's own place and in point of being happy as a result of that. So they sang about the killing of Baka and so on. Tat Baka Badadi Kam. So which means they delightfully narrated with a loud and splendid voice like a song. Or they composed that song right at that time and narrated by singing it. So when the boys, when they got back to Vrindavan, so they were narrating this this killing of the Bakas, of the Baka demon. And of course, when the cowherd men, the village, the cowherd men and women, when they heard the news, this news from the boys, so the cowherd men and women, because of their great love for Krishna, we said they were differential to us, they have their fixed attention to Krishna, deep love. So they were very, very astonished. Their eyes were thirsty for the, just by look, because when Krishna appear, so it becomes festival of the eyes. It becomes festival of the eyes. So their eyes become very, very greedy. Their eyes become very, very greedy. And then, so with great eagerness, they look at him as if he had returned from death. Because, of course, the Brijabasis, they could not comprehend, not accept the fact that, yes, Krishna could die. See, the demons, they think they can kill Krishna. And that's why Kamsa was so intent on killing Krishna. So therefore, he will send so many, many, many of his friends, of his associates, different demons, starting from Potana, Sakatasura, all these many demons, now Bakasura, Vasasura. So because Krishna said, Kamsa said, Krishna must be killed, so therefore all you demons, my friends, you must go to Vrindavan and create havoc and make sure this boy is killed. But of course, this never happened because those who are foolish, they think they can kill God. It's just foolishness. Just as they say sometimes, somebody want to spit at the sky. You want to spit at the sky, what happened? The spit come right back on your face, isn't it? So because people are so foolish, because they think that God is an ordinary person, God is just like them, so therefore, let us kill him. Let us find some ways to kill him. Just like the impersonalist idea is like that. Impersonalist idea is that God does not exist. God does not have a form. So therefore, let us do meditation so that we ourselves can become God. Or sometimes they may imagine some form of God, just like they have this Pancho Upasana, whereby there is a form of worship of five different deities, Pancho Upasana, which the Mayavadis worship. The idea is that because some kind of worship is required in order to attain the perfection. So therefore, they have an idea that, let's worship various forms like Vishnu, Shiva, Ganesh, Durga, which they will. But they will worship, and then once the perfection is attained, this object of worship are no longer required. They discard them. It's no more needed. But that is just foolishness, of course. So the cowherd men, they are very, very happy that Krishna had returned. So they knew that Krishna had killed Bakasura. This news did not ring well to the Brijabasis, didn't ring to their ears. Because one thing, they have a very overwhelming affection for Krishna. The affection to him is so overwhelming. And of course, that overwhelming affection is saturated with intense love, priti. So within that intense love, so to them, Krishna, he just is our king. Krishna is the object of our protection. So that's just the thing for them. So to them, there's just no conception Krishna can be affected, and Krishna is our darling boy. Just like when Uddhava came to Vrindavan, because Krishna has sent Uddhava to Vrindavan, and he told him that, "My dear Uddhava, you are my very dear devotees. When I left Vrindavan, I promised them that I will come back, that I'm going to return. But now, I have not been back to Vrindavan because I have so many duties to do here. So you go to Vrindavan, because my devotees in Vrindavan, they've been crying, lamenting greatly for my separation. So you go there and give them consolation. Give them consolation so that they can stop lamenting for separation from me." So Uddhava came to Vrindavan. He came back to Vrindavan. So when he came, he saw that Brijavasi, they were simply, you know, crying day after day. Okay, who are they crying for? Of course, they are crying for Krishna, of course. Normally in this material world, we are crying for Maya. We are crying for wealth, protection, this. That's what we cry for in the material world. Brijavasi, the only object of their crying is Krishna. So they are crying day in, day out. Everybody's lamenting. They give up all activities, eating, sleeping, whatever. They simply crying day in, day out for Krishna. So when Uddhava came, he was observing all this. That, oh, look at all these Brijavasis. Simply crying day in, day out. So he went to the house of Nanda Maharaj. He went to the house of Nanda Maharaj, and he saw that both Yashoda Maya and Nanda Maharaj, they simply sit in one place and simply crying day in, day out. They're simply crying, because Krishna is not there. They're simply crying. So much so that, especially Mother Yashoda, that she had become so skinny like anything, because they give him all activities of eating or sleeping. Just day in, day out. And the only reason why they are maintaining their life is because Krishna had promised that he's come. So the promise of Krishna that he will come back, that is the only thing that is sustaining the life of Brijavasi. Otherwise, they would have given up their life a long time ago. But because Krishna said, "I will be back," so therefore their life is being sustained, is being maintained because of this promise of Krishna. So when Uddhava came to Nanda Maharaj, and Uddhava, he started preaching to Nanda Maharaj. Why? Because Uddhava was a disciple of Brihaspati. He was Brihaspati Sishya, so which means he was very highly learned person. Very, very highly learned, because he was a disciple of Brihaspati. So with his deep knowledge, he was trying to give instruction to Nanda Maharaj that, Nanda Baba, you do not have to lament for Krishna. After all, Krishna is a Paramatma. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the maintainer of the universe. He is in the heart of everyone, the whole world. So therefore, why you have to lament for Krishna? Krishna is God. Krishna is everywhere. He's here in Vrindavan. He's everywhere. So you don't need to lament for him. You don't need to lament. So Uddhava was going on order now. He was speaking very high philosophy of how Krishna is God, how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he was, you know, expanding great philosophy. But as he was going, Nanda Maharaj said, Uddhava, just keep quiet. You are just a child. You don't know anything. You are just a child. What do you know about Krishna? You don't know anything about Krishna. I know everything about Krishna. Krishna is my child. Krishna is my son. So how can you come and tell me here that, Krishna is God, is the Supreme Person of Godhead, is the controller? Krishna is my son. He's not God. Many, many times, Krishna will be playing outside, and then sometimes he'll become afraid because maybe some boogeyman was outside, and then Krishna will run inside and sit on my lap for protection. So how can you say that Krishna is God? What kind of God is that? So therefore, whatever, you have no intelligence. You don't know what you're talking about. So Uddhava became frustrated trying to, instruct, Nanda Maharaj. Why? Because Uddhava has knowledge. He has gyan, but there's no prem, there's no love. So actually Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan because Uddhava is a great devotee. So Krishna sent him to Vrindavan to really learn the nature of love of God. So therefore Krishna sent him to Brijavasi. That if you want to know love, you go to Vrindavan on the plea of give the Brijavasi consolation. But the Lord sent him to Vrindavan so that Uddhava can learn the aspect of love. Because the only way we can attain God is through love. There is no other way. It's not by gyan, it's not by tapasya, it's only through love only that Krishna can be attained. When Nadamani, he was discussing with Gopal Kumar in the Brihad Bhagavatamita, because that time Gopal Kumar was in Vaikuntha, and Gopal Kumar was a person. This is a book. There's a book written by Srila Sanatana Goswami called the Brihad Bhagavatamita. And this book it actually contains the science of how we can really understand the Krishna consciousness, how we can attain the perfection of Krishna consciousness through the narration of stories. So Gopal Kumar was in Vaikuntha, but when he was in Vaikuntha, he already developed his love for Krishna. He already developed that. So when he was in Vaikuntha and he saw Lord Narayan and he saw Lord Ramachandra, even saw Krishna of Dwarka, he was not happy because, the object of his worship is not that person, that Gopa. It's not the characteristics that he saw in Narayan, in Ramachandra, or Krishna Dwarka. He is not seeing that characteristics of Krishna, is not of Gopa, that characteristic is not there. So therefore, Gopal Kumar, even though he was already in the spiritual world, still he was not happy. Normally, if one is attained the spiritual world, one becomes very happy, of course. But one other morning, when he saw Gopal Kumar, he was very surprised. He said, "How come you're here in the spiritual world? Are you not happy? This is very unusual. How can one not be happy when he's in the ultimate abode in the spiritual world?" And then Gopal Kumar expressed himself to Narada Muni. And that time, Uddhava was also there in the spiritual world. So Narada Muni started describing the nature of love. The nature of love of God. So Narada Muni said, Tadugi Bhagavati Preman Parama Swaya Drishtaha Sada Sampadhyate Naiva Bhaya Gaurava Sambhavat. So he said, the pure love for the personality of Godhead can never be achieved by concentrating on his supreme power. Because in that mood, one invariably feels fear and reverence. You can see. That's why, because Vrindavan is Madhurya, is covered with Madhurya, whereas outside of Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarka, everywhere else is Aishwarya, which means the focus, the attention, even though one is a great devotee, but it's all based on the power, the omnipotency of God, His power, His everything. Whereas in Vrindavan, that is never the issue. The power of God is never taken into consideration in Vrindavan. Because the power of Krishna is never taken into consideration, that's why when Krishna performs so many, many activities of killing the demons, still, Vrijabhasi, they are not persuaded by that activities that Krishna must be the God, because after all, he's able to do so many, many of these wonderful activities, you know. Just imagine, the Putana was such a big demon. After she was killed by Krishna, she was, she resumed her form, and it was 8 miles long. So big, her breast was like a mountain, you know. But Krishna was able to kill, you know, effortlessly, but the Vrijabhasis, they said, oh, our dear Lala is saved by God. They think, oh, he's saved by God. Okay. So Narada Muni is saying the pure love for God, for Krishna, can never be achieved if one simply focusing on his power, on his omnipotency. You know, the fear of God, you know, in the material world, even in the popular religions, it's like God must be feared. God must be obeyed. That is the common religion, the fearness of God, constant, you know, paying reference to Him, you know. But in the science of love of God, which is only available only in Vrindavan, that is never the situation. So Narada Muni continue, Kevalam Lokika Pranam Suri Buddhyasa Siddhyati Loka Lokotaru Yasab Ati Lokotaru Pi Yaha. One achieves that love only by thinking of the Lord as one's ordinary dear friend. You see? So which means Narada Muni is saying that to develop love of Krishna, you cannot think of him as a great person. You have to think of him only just as an ordinary friend. That love is higher than found in the material world and the outer coverings of the universe, and higher than in the spiritual kingdom beyond. So Narada Muni is saying that this love of God cannot be found in the material world, nor can it be found in Vaikuntha. You cannot find it there. Because other than the material world, in Vaikuntha, everything, the worship of Krishna, of the Lord, it's all about fear. It's all about reference. And that referential attitude never really satisfied the Lord. Just like when Gopal Kumar, when he entered the spiritual world, when he was in Vaikuntha, and he entered the palace of Narayan. So Gopal Kumar, he has the form, he has the mentality of a cowherd boy, and he has a flute. He has got a flute. So when he saw Narayan, he said, oh, my Lord, and he wanted to run and embrace the Lord, because he just saw the Lord as his friend. So he wanted to go and embrace him, but as he was running to embrace him, he was checked by the Lord's guards. They said, no, what do you think you are doing? Where do you think you are? So he was checked by the Lord's guards. So Gopal Kumar could not go ahead. However, Lord Narayan, he was actually eager to receive the embrace of Gopal Kumar. The Lord was feeling, he was expecting the boy to come. The Lord was ready for the embrace of Gopal Kumar, you can see. But the Gopal Kumar was checked by the Lord's guard. So the Lord, even though the Lord himself was hankering, So because in the spiritual in Vaikuntha Dham, only Lakshmi can actually go near the Lord. Everybody else ought to be far away. So therefore, Narada Muni is saying here that yes, unless this is one is thinking of the Lord as one's ordinary dear friend, then this love of God cannot be attained. So Srila Sanatana Goswami said, he said, only by considering Krishna as one's lifelong friend in one of the spiritual relationships can a devotee rise to the level of the pure love, not only in Braja. This Braja Prem is not an inferior version of love of God. It is not love in the mode of worldly affection. It is in fact superior to any feeling known in the 14 worlds. In the loka, aloka, different atiloka, which means in this world, in the coverings, or the Vaikuntha planet. Braja Prem is the essential nature of the highest of all worlds. The Lord, who is its object, is supreme, and the sweetness it embodies is also supreme. Even though in Vrindavan, even though the Ashwarya is also there, Ashwarya is there, opulence is there, but the opulence is covered by love, by the prem. After all, you know, Krishna is killing the demons every day in Vrindavan. That is his opulence. But what is above the opulence is the madhurya, the sweetness, which is permeated with love. And that love is what the old Brijabasis, this is their mood. They are completely submerged in that love of Krishna. So therefore, they cannot see the fact that, oh, maybe Krishna is God, he's killing the demons, he's this. No. They just see him as someone who's protected by God. So in this verse which we are reading today, so the Brijabasis, they were showing their amazement that so many demons are coming to Vrindavan to kill Krishna. But all these demons, they are getting killed instead. So they are saying there must be two things. Either Krishna did something to these demons in their previous life. He did something to them in their previous life. So therefore in this life, they are coming for revenge. That's why all of them are coming to Vrindavan to try to kill him. Because after all, Krishna must have done something in their previous life to them, so they want to take a revenge by trying to kill him. But because these demons, they have their intention of trying to inflict pain on innocent boys, so therefore they are getting reaction themselves by being killed themselves. So there is a saying, it's someone who's a hater, somebody who hates, he gets perished by his own deeds. A hater gets perished by his own deeds or his own misdeeds. Somebody who's a hater, when you hate someone, you actually get perished by it, you get affected by it yourself. So this was the understanding of this Jibbatsi, that because these demons, because of their hate, so they get perished by their own misdeeds. They get perished. So which means they were not attributing all the killing of these demons, they were not attributing it to Krishna. They are attributing this killing by the deeds of these demons, of this demon themselves. You can see. This is all because of their love for Krishna. Because their love is so overwhelming. It's so overwhelming. We can't just describe it. And that's why it's called it's called astonishing. So this is so amazing. This is so astonishing. In Sanskrit word, another word for astonishment is called Ashchayabhat. Ashchayabhat means this is wonder. This is wonder. This is just when something is wonderful, it's just difficult to describe it. This is just amazing that all these demons are coming to kill Krishna and they are being killed instead. So therefore, our son is wonderful. So anyway, it's very, very, very nice. It's 9 o'clock, so I guess we can stop here. But this narration in the 10th canto, it's very, very wonderful. Okay, so I'm going to stop here. If there is any question or comment, you can please go ahead. Any question or comment? So anyway, thank you for listening. Grantharashmi Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.